Hey everyone, welcome to the Natural Birth Talk. Today I am talking about hypnobabies with Heather Irwin. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you that I am taking an Easter break coming up, so don't be surprised if there's not a podcast 1 week soon. And I wanted to let you know that the Natural Birth site is finally up and live, and so is my Natural Birth Education course. So go ahead and check that out. Without further ado, here's your sneak peek, so stick around.
You need to be able to like fully dedicate your attention to it because you will be in a state of hypnosis. But the affirmations track can be listened to anytime. And I've actually noticed that children really enjoy listening to it with their parents.
I love that.
Hi, I'm Rachel Manns, owner of the Natural Birth Site and this podcast, The Natural Birth Talk. Here, you'll learn all about different natural aspects of birth, pregnancy, and postpartum. Remember, none of this information should take the place of a care provider and is not medical advice. Birth is not a medical emergency. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, welcome to the Natural Birth Talk. I'm Rachel, and today I am here with Heather Irwin, and we are going to talk about hypnobabies and explain what that is. But first, I'm going to let Heather introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Heather Irwin. I am a full spectrum doula and childbirth educator in the St. Louis area.
And so what specifically do you teach?
I specifically teach hypnobabies.
And you host a lot of classes. I'm always seeing you advertising. It's awesome.
I love it. I have classes that start approximately every 8 weeks. They are a 6 week series. So I like to teach for 6 weeks and then take a couple weeks off.
I totally understand that. Okay, so you teach hypnobabies. I think it's really awesome, but I have a feeling a lot of our audience isn't super familiar with it. So do you want to just start with the basics of what that is?
Yeah. So hypnobabies is a complete childbirth education program that runs for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's going to teach you everything that a childbirth education course should include. We're going to cover nutrition and exercise, how to stay healthy and low risk, the stages of birthing, different comfort measures that can be used for birth, birthing choices, which are also known in other programs as interventions. And then we're going to go over postpartum information, such as mother-baby care. But the part that really stands out is starting in our very first class, we are going to teach you a foundational hypnosis technique that we call the light switch technique. Okay. It is going to introduce you to self-hypnosis for the first time. And every week we will compound what you have already learned and add additional tools.
Okay. So just, you're kind of like creating that, you're doing it like stair steps. So you're starting with just a little bit because probably most of the people in your course aren't super familiar with it.
Right.
And then you're building it up to get to that. What is that term that you guys use, or that medical grade anesthesia?
It is somnambulism.
Somnambulism. And so you're working up to that, and explain what that means better than I just did, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a medical grade hypnosis. So there's uses for it outside of childbirth. Obviously, mm-hmm. there's people that can't have anesthesia, and so they would use hypnosis instead. It can be used for medical procedures. A lot of people use it if they have dental procedures done, things like that.
Okay. So you start with the basics for people who have no idea how any of this works, and you work your way up to this medical grade hypnosis. So it sounds like people who are familiar with hypnosis or people who aren't, kind of any of those levels, can come into your class and learn something that's going to be really helpful for their birth, right?
Yes. And on top of that, this is a very partner involved education program. Your awesome. Partner is going to be helping you by basically becoming a hypnotic cue. Their voice will become a hypnotic cue to you because they will be reading you scripts throughout the 6 weeks.
Awesome.
But they also have their own partner hypnosis tracks that help them to remain calm and confident while supporting you in your birthing time.
That's awesome. And then I know there's hypnobabies doulas out there too, right?
Yes.
So I actually like started the training for being that. And I loved it. And it was so interesting, but I just completely ran out of time and never took the test. But I am a little familiar with it. And I think it's an absolutely awesome option. So, and I love that the partners are so heavily involved, because from any standpoint, I feel like partners should really be trained on how to be involved and how to be supportive and how to be helpful, and how to be confident in doing that, because a lot of our partners aren't. You're a doula. I'm a doula. We know, we have seen the partners not be super confident sometimes.
I would like to clarify on that too. Like, we have plenty of people that take this class. I say it's very partner involved, but we have plenty of people that take this class without a second parent who is involved, but their birth partner does not have to be any sort of specific relation to this baby. Your birth partner can be any person that you choose to invite into your birthing space. So be that a close friend or a doula or a sister, any of those. I want to make sure people know that when I say partner, I'm not necessarily only saying the baby's other parent.
Right. Yes. And that is a really good clarification. It just has to be someone you trust, right?
Yes.
So do you have anything else you want to say about HypnoBabies and the class itself before we kind of branch into maybe some stories or something else about it?
Let's just jump right in.
Actually, I just prompted you with that question. But another thing that I did want to point out is that one of the biggest things with HypnoBabies is practice, right?
Absolutely.
You have to practice. Is there a recommended time to practice every week?
Yes. So we have a whole schedule for our students that is going to tell them which we have hypnosis tracks. You're going to use those to practice. So every day you're going to alternate between a hypnosis track and your partner reading you a hypnosis script. So we like to call it home play because, you know, it's not work, it's fun. So you'll be practicing every single day so that you can really compound this and make it like get deep into your subconscious. If you think about your brain, it's very similar to a computer.
Okay.
And basically what hypnosis is doing is we're going in to reprogram the computer so that it is going to think of things differently. Our belief system that we have has been compounded by media and stories from friends our entire lives.
Yes.
I mean, everybody has had those friends that want to tell them their terrible birth stories, and especially when they're pregnant. So we want to go in there and tell your brain that, like, this is not an event to be scared of. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be fear. This is a natural process, and your body was made to do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that. And I think being that practice is the key. Anyone who signs up for your course or anyone's HypnoBabies course, they have to be prepared to spend that amount of time in order for it to work. So if you're someone who doesn't have, what is it, like 30 minutes a day or something?
I would say probably an hour a day.
An hour a day. So if you're someone who doesn't have an hour a day, then HypnoBabies may not be a great fit for you. But if you can find that hour of a day to practice, totally worth it.
And I was going to say, a lot of people practice as they're going to bed at night. So they'll put their hypnosis track on and listen to it, and they may fall asleep, which is totally okay. Your subconscious is still going to absorb all of that information. So it's okay to do it as you're winding down for the evening, or if you take a nap in the middle of the day, like, you can put your hypnosis tracks on and listen to them, and your subconscious is still going to absorb all of that information.
That is an awesome tip that I did not know. So I'm really glad you pointed that out. And then, so moving in to the birth stories, like you said, let's kind of jump right in and share a birth story or a situation where you know, HypnoBabies worked amazingly because they did their practice and they did what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. I think the one that comes to mind, like, very first when I think of birth stories, is one of my clients who is the person who actually introduced me to HypnoBabies.
Okay.
I was her doula with her second baby, and she was doing the HypnoBabies home study course. At the time, we did not have any instructors in the area, and I knew nothing about the program.
Okay.
So as I'm supporting her, I started learning more and more about the course, and I did my hypnodoula training, and I watched her have this beautiful birth. And one of my favorite things was she told her baby exactly what she wanted for her birth. I mean, down to the specifics of she wanted to go into labor on a Friday morning. So,
oh, wow.
This Friday morning rolls around and her birthing time starts. So it just kind of blew my mind that she was able to communicate that to her body and to her baby. And she had this absolutely beautiful birth. And then they invited me to be their doula with their third baby as well.
Okay.
And this one was a little bit different. The previous one had been a birthing center birth. This one was in the hospital, but she did her practice and she made it through her birthing time just absolutely beautifully. It started with her water breaking and things were kind of slow. And so there's a specific hypnosis track that you can use to, you know, get birthing time moving a little bit faster. And so we used that and we were patient and she had declined to have vaginal exams.
Okay. Good for her.
And I was just knowing how her birth progressed the time before, I noticed certain things were happening and I tried to tell her nurse, I'm like, we really need to call her doctor because this baby's about to be here. And she's like, no, I really don't think she is. Like, she's not acting like she's as far along as you think she is. And I'm like, okay, well, I see hypnobirths and I know her birthing patterns and she wouldn't listen to me. And finally, she consented to a vaginal exam and they couldn't even do the vaginal exam because baby was already so low that there was no getting to the cervix. So we had the laborist come running in and barely get gloves on before baby was born. And it just, again, it every single time, it blows my mind how beautifully some of these births can be. And it's just about practicing and trusting your body and releasing any fears so that things can just progress as they should.
Hey everyone, Rachel Manns here, and today I have something I'm thrilled to share with you guys. Imagine having a treasure trove of informative, entertaining, and empowering video content about the journey to parenthood right at your fingertips. That's exactly what you get with Informed Pregnancy Plus. For less than 25 cents a day, that's a quarter, guys, you'll gain access to a vast subscription library filled with documentary films, web series, mind and body fitness programs, workshops, and courses covering fertility to parenting and everything in between. Designed for new and expectant parents, as well as pregnancy and birth professionals, Informed Pregnancy Plus is like having a trusted BFF and doctor in one, guiding you through every step of the path to and through parenthood. A few of just my favorite titles are obviously The Business of Being Born, Empowered Mama, Belly Dance for Birth, How Fun Is That?, Ease into Sleep, The Afterbirth Plan, and The Core Connection, an extremely well-presented and informative workshop teaching you about your core and pelvic floor and how to keep them healthy. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can gain full access absolutely free. Just visit informedpregnancy.tv to sign up. Sign up for Informed Pregnancy Plus right now. I'm not kidding, guys. It's really going to help you out. It's my prescription for your informed and empowered parenting journey, all from the comfort of your home. Visit informedpregnancy.tv. That's informedpregnancy.tv, and the link will be in the description below. Now back to the show.
I love that story. That is awesome. I mean, I hate that she had to consent to a vaginal exam for anyone to believe her because, meh, that's kind of crappy. But I love that you knew from your perspective, you knew she was close and that nurse had probably never seen a hypnobirth before.
Probably.
And should have listened to you, but didn't. And then that is what it is. But it's just amazing that not only did she do so well with the hypnobabies, but she did so well in the hospital. Because as doulas, you and I both know that it is hard to have a natural birth in a hospital. Mm-hmm. they interrupt you, they come in, that anesthesia is right there if you need it or want it. And oh, for so many reasons that we're not going to get on right now. And so that's amazing that she was able to just keep her composure and keep that calm, beautiful birthing experience through the whole thing. And I guess that's normal of patients who take HypnoBabies courses, right?
Yeah, I see it so often. And I mean, I've even had clients that had to be induced and were on Pitocin, and they used their hypnosis to remain comfortable and calm throughout their entire birthing time.
That's amazing, because to add Pitocin to that, those Pitocin births are not easy. I mean, birth is not easy in the first place unless you're using HypnoBabies, apparently. But but Pitocin specifically can make a birth 10 times harder than it was going to be if it wasn't required for some reason. And so that's really amazing that that you've had clients just power through and rock their Pitocin inductions using HypnoBabies.
Yes.
I love that.
I had another recent student that the day of our last class, which I haven't really gone into what we do in every class, but our sixth class, we actually have a birthing rehearsal. So that morning, I got a text from her husband because he was freaking out. He couldn't find where the tracks that they needed were. So he wanted my help with that. Okay. And so I'm like, what's going on? And he said, I think she's in her birthing time. I said, okay. And I get a text a little bit later that the midwife decided to come by and just see how things were going. And when the midwife came by, they checked her. She was 9 centimeters.
That's amazing.
And then I immediately get a text from her doula saying, oh my gosh, I'm on my way, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. So that, she just did so beautifully that she didn't even realize that she had gotten that far into it. But as soon as things started, she started using those hypnosis tools.
That's awesome. I love that. That power of hypnosis is amazing. And you, if you do your practice and you pay attention in class, which is not everyone's strong suit, but but it's, you know, it's going to work out for you. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be beautiful. And one thing you did mention in the previous story is that you had a client who was doing the at-home study or the at-home course or something like that. So there's different modes of HypnoBabies training, right?
Yes.
Can you just explain those real fast?
So it's going to include all of the same things, but in areas that don't have instructors, it is an option. And I mean, even an area that has an instructor, if you would prefer to do a self-led course, you can order online and they will either send you all of the materials or you can get a digital copy of it to, you know, progress at your own pace. It is a 6-week course, but a lot of people that are doing the home study course choose to turn it into anywhere from a 6 to a 12-week program.
Okay.
So and they're still going to learn all of the same things. They're going to get the same hypnosis tracks. Some people just prefer to have an instructor and that group class situation, because I feel like there is a lot of bonding in a childbirth education class.
And then you can easily ask the instructor questions too, which is, it's a huge benefit for having an instructor. But like you said, if there's not one in the area, or if you need to kind of work on your own schedule or your own time, if you have a weird schedule, there's still that home study option, which I absolutely love. Me, who flies by the seat of my pants when I do most things, would probably love the home study option because I can do it on my own time. So that's awesome to know that there's options within HypnoBabies as well as to which, you know, which way you want to take it. Do you want to explain more about it? Have any other stories? Anything else that you want to add?
Do you want me to go over like what we cover in each of the classes?
Yeah.
I can just kind of give an overview of what is in each class.
Perfect. I think that would probably be great because I think for our listeners, that would really help them to understand even better what this is and hopefully help encourage them to seek this as an option if it's something they're thinking about.
Okay, so I'm going to just kind of break it down by class. In our very first class, you're going to learn what hypnosis is and how it can be used therapeutically. We're going to do our very first hypnosis script, which introduces our students to the cornerstone of the HypnoBabies program, the light switch technique. So after that class, you're going to get all of your hypnosis tracks to download. You're going to practice every single day, rotating through listening to the pre-recorded hypnosis script and having your partner read a hypnosis script for you. On top of that, we have daily affirmations, which are actually the only track that you can listen to at any time. So all of the other tracks you wouldn't want to listen to if you are driving or showering or trying to take care of children. You need to be able to like fully dedicate your attention to it because you will be in a state of hypnosis. But the affirmations track can be listened to anytime. And I've actually noticed that children really enjoy listening to it with their parents.
I love that.
Yeah. So then in class two, we concentrate on how to stay healthy and low risk because that's going to set you up for the very best birthing experience possible. We review the stages of birthing and we're going to introduce our next hypnosis tool. Our third class, we go into our birthing choices, also known as interventions. We're going to go over all of the common interventions that may be suggested in the hospital or prior to birth. We discuss their risks, benefits, and alternatives so that if that does arise, then you can really go into it with an educated decision.
Okay, good.
In class four, we go over like what to expect with the start of your birthing, recognizing early birthing signs, different ways that your birthing may begin, and how to be safe if your membranes release. And then we add our first hypnotic cue word, which is a word to bring you deeply into hypnosis very quickly.
Awesome.
Yeah. In class five, we're going to discuss the stages of birthing in detail and really start to go over how to use your hypnosis in the moment. And then we go over at the end of the class, we have a rehearsal of all of the techniques that we've learned so far. And class six, that one's a lot of fun. Yeah. So we have our 1 hour birthing rehearsal that you and your partners are going to practice using the different cues and techniques while in different birthing positions. You're going to choose a few of the ways that you envision yourself getting through your birthing time. So whatever those positions are, you're going to practice each of those. And then we're going to practice using our hypnosis while pushing. And then we're going to birth our babies. And, you know, it's corny and fun. And it always leads to at least someone in the class crying because it becomes very emotional. And honestly, with that, I've had so many partners that thank me for it because they feel so much more confident in supporting the birthing mother after they've had a little bit of practice with it. That's so after after we complete our birthing rehearsal, then we cover postpartum preparations and mother and baby care and kind of what to expect immediately postpartum.
Awesome.
And again, between each of those classes, you are going to have your home place. So it does take that dedication, but it really, it is a time commitment, but I think most people find that once they get into the groove, then it just becomes habit.
That's awesome. I love that. I absolutely love that you practice the birth and that it just becomes so helpful and real for a lot of your clients. That's beautiful and awesome. And I love it. And I love how we kind of like made a little sandwich with our podcast. Like we started out talking about HypnoBabies and kind of what it is. And then we went into stories, which are really encouraging and awesome. And then we ended in more in-depth of HypnoBabies courses and what it is. And we created a cute little fun sandwich and I love it. And I'm hoping that everyone stuck around and listened to that whole thing, because I think HypnoBabies is an awesome option. And I probably shouldn't say that, because it steers people away from my childbirth education course and steers them towards yours.
You know, I love that there's so many different options out there, though, because as much as I love HypnoBabies, I know it's not the choice for everyone. So I love that these other instructors, I can send people to them if I'm not the right fit for them.
Yes. And the same, like if someone is really wanting something like HypnoBabies, I completely support that. I don't teach it, but I completely support it. And I think it's an amazing option for people. One of my close friends used, I can't remember which hypnobirthing it was, because there are more types than one of hypnobirthing out there, guys, but I'm a personal fan of HypnoBabies. But one of my friends used some type of hypnobirthing, and her labor was like 30 hours long or something. And she said the only time it got intense was when someone said the word contraction on accident. And her husband had to like pull her back in, and he got her back in, and her 30 hour labor was like a breeze for her.
Yeah.
Who can say that?
Yeah. And I'm not going to say it makes it completely easy for everyone, because right. it definitely varies from person to person. But I think for the majority of people, it definitely does give them a more comfortable birthing experience. And most of them come away with very positive birth stories.
Well, and I think, like you said, with that sixth class, it gives them a more confident birthing mm-hmm. experience, which Absolutely. As childbirth educators, that's all we really want for our clients, right? We Yes. want them to feel confident and empowered.
Yes.
And I think HypnoBabies is a great way to do that. And I think that's a great note to end on, unless you have something else you want to add.
No, I think that's great. Thank you for having me here today. I really have enjoyed it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here and for working around my schedule, since I had to cancel on you for a birth the other day.
That's doula life.
Exactly. Doula life. Listeners out there, I am going to link Heather's information in the description, and you can check her out. I'll also link some HypnoBabies links below for you to check out. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me at contact@thenaturalbirthsite.com. If you get the chance, follow this podcast and please, please, please give it a 5-star rating, or the best rating you can give it. If you're enjoying it, I would so appreciate that. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Rachel Manns again. If you want to learn more, please subscribe to this podcast and head over to my site, thenaturalbirthsite.com, to check out my blog, shop, email list, and YouTube channel. Thanks. Hi, Rachel Manns again. If you want to learn more, please subscribe to and rate this podcast and head over to thenaturalbirthsite.com to check out our online natural birth education course, birth story blog, YouTube channel, and more.